This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. The Michigan Supreme Court is weighing the options to make Juneteenth a state court holiday. WKAR reports the court took public comments today on a proposal to either add Juneteenth as another court holiday or substitute it for Black Friday, Christmas Eve, or New Year's Eve. The court has received about 50 comments on the proposal. Some address the financial cost of paying overtime to ensure Michigan courts are staffed during the holiday. Michigan Supreme Court spokesperson John Nevin says that's an issue because state court funding is decentralized.
So we actually have, I think, 160 different funding units. That's certainly a factor that the Supreme Court would consider in deciding whether to make it a court holiday. One set of rules, which would make sense.
Nevin says there's no deadline for the court to make a decision. Juneteenth commemorates the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Texas learned they had been emancipated. The Detroit Health Department is recommending indoor masking as the city reaches high rates of COVID-19 infection. Community rates of transmission help officials choose the best steps to slow the spread of the disease. The health department recommends that both unvaccinated and vaccinated residents wear masks in indoor public settings or crowded spaces. The Detroit Arts, Culture, and Entrepreneurship Department is joining Comerica Bank, 313 Presents, and Olympia Development to present Detroit Public Schools an evening of fine arts at the Fox Theater. It's a celebration of student achievements with a free event that features middle school and high school students. The community will see performances by top instrumental music ensembles, vocalists, dance companies, and theater excerpts. The signature event kicks off DPSCD's inaugural Come Home Alumni Hall of Fame festivities. The event takes place at 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Fox Theater. Detroit Pride is celebrating its 50-year anniversary this June. Mighty Real Queer Detroit is partnering with the City of Detroit Office of Arts, Culture, and Entrepreneurship to host a display of works by LGBTQ+ Detroit artists. The program is curated to connect queer and non-queer audiences, creating public space and attention to queer art and life from 1945 to present day. The first Detroit Pride March was held downtown in 1972. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at detroitevningreport@wdet.org. I'm Tia Graham, WDET News.